Welcome to episode 115 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we're hopping into the U.S. to look at the Empire State Building. Where to begin when talking about the Empire State Building? It was opened in May 1931 by President Herbert Hoover. What's interesting is that he wasn't even in New York at the time, he was in Washington, D.C. He had a button in front of him that was somehow wired all the way to New York that he pushed the button to turn on all the lights in the building. Now, the lights at the building's top have become a fixture in their own right. These floodlights change their color depending on, well, just about anything. It can be green for St. Patrick's Day or tennis ball yellow for the U.S. Open. More fascinating, it was lit blue, red, yellow, and green for Microsoft Windows colors back when Windows 95 was released. The lights were even turned off for 15 minutes on August 10th, 2004 to honor the memory of Fay Wray, most known as the woman clutched in the hand of King Kong while he did battle with biplanes on top of the building in the classic 1933 film King Kong. The top of the tower isn't just good for lighting, or at least the original designers of the building thought. The Empire State Building to this day has a mooring mast on top built for blimps, which were all the rage in the 1930s. In the entire history of the building, though, only one dirigible has actually docked with the building back in 1931. After that, they just gave up on the idea because the updraft the building generated was way too dangerous to try and dock again. Indeed, the winds are so strong that when one woman tried to jump off the 86th floor, she was blown right back into the building one floor below on the 85th story. As iconic as the building is today, it got off to a rocky start. Its grand opening was, unfortunately, right in the middle of the Great Depression, and the owners had a hard time renting out the space. It was also considered at the time to be a poor choice of location, and after a few years of non-success, the building was actually nicknamed the Empty State Building. It wasn't until the 1950s that the building actually started turning a profit. Since then, though, the building has become one of the most iconic structures in New York, the United States, and the world. Thanks for tuning in to episode 115 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest an idea, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. Don't forget to review the show on Zune, iTunes, or wherever you download it from. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we continue on our search for wonders of the modern world by hopping to Australia to look at the Sydney Opera House.